Hello, this is my Lenten Diary for March the 29th, 2017. Today is Wednesday in the fourth week in Lent. One of the passages assigned today is a selection from Psalm 119. And as you will recall, Psalm 119 is the longest psalm in the entire book of Psalms and is an extended reflection upon the psalmist's relationship with the law of God. In this particular passage that I'm going to read for you momentarily, I want you to pay attention to all of the different words that the psalmist uses for God's word, God's law. This is Psalm 119, verses 129 through 136. Your decrees are wonderful, therefore I obey them with all my heart. When your word goes forth, it gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. I open my mouth and pant. I long for your commandments. Turn to me in mercy, as you always do to those who love your name. Steady my footsteps in your word. Let no iniquity have dominion over me. Rescue me from those who oppress me, and I will keep your commandments. Let your countenance shine upon your servant, and teach me your statutes. My eyes shed streams of tears because people do not keep your law. Living as we do, for most of my listeners to these audio diaries, most of us are Protestants, mainline Episcopalians, and we have a somewhat antithetical relationship to what we refer to as the Old Testament. If we're not careful, we can get caught up in this notion that the Old Testament is all about rules and regulations and blind obedience. Maybe we think that God is just waiting for the opportunity in the Old Testament for people to break a law so he can zap them. And I think that's unfortunate because that is certainly not the relationship that the psalmist had with the Word of God, with the commandments, the statutes, the decrees, the ordinances, all of those words that we hear in this psalm. For the psalmist to hear the Word of God, to attempt to live toward the commandments, to keep the statutes, to be attentive to the decrees, these were ways of expressing love and reverence for God. And these words from God were significant because they represented God's relationship with God's people. It was not as simple as carving some words in stone and requiring blind obedience. Rather, the law, the decrees, the statutes, the ordinances, the word of God, all of these were God's attempt to communicate with God's people and God's invitation to God's people into relationship. A few years ago, I read a great book called The Year of Living Biblically by A.J. Jacobs. Jacobs is an agnostic secular Jew, but he spent a year attempting to follow all of the commandments, or at least as best he could, the commandments of the Hebrew Scriptures. It is a delightful book, funny and a bit anachronistic, but also full of gems as Jacobs tries to wrestle with what it means to be obedient to God's word, something that the psalmist takes pretty seriously. And I love this bit from Jacobs' book. The whole Bible is the working out of the relationship between God and humans. God is not a dictator barking out orders and demanding silent obedience. Were it so, there would be no relationship at all. No real relationship goes just one way. There are always two active parties. We must have reverence and awe for God and honor for the chain of tradition. But that doesn't mean we can't use new information to help us read the holy texts in new ways. I love that. I love this notion that the Word of God is dynamic and alive, and subject to continual reinterpretation. I think that's what the psalmist is getting at as he attempts to espouse his love and devotion to God's word. It's not simply words in stone or words on a piece of paper. No, these words are alive and living, and wrestling with them, loving them, meditating upon them, studying them, attempting to keep them are all ways in which the psalmist and us have an opportunity to deepen our relationship with God. Your decrees are wonderful, O God, therefore I obey them with all my heart. Let your countenance shine upon your servant and teach me, teach us your statutes. Let us pray. Blessed Lord, who caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant us so to hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which you have given us in our Savior Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.